We'll go ahead and continue with Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez. The Wildcats have an open date this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes on the line of Steve Mims, the redshirt guard.
Game come down to a kick like that at the end that doesn't go through. How tough is that for you and the team to kind of move fast when it's just such a slight difference between winning and losing the game?
Well, as I told the team, it may appear to come down to one play, but there was probably 20 other plays throughout the course of the game that could have made an impact. And, you got to execute better so it doesn't come down to that final play at the end. And we've been in a lot of close games, and we're probably going to be in more going forward, so we just got to execute better, in the first three quarters as opposed to just the last 5 minutes.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimbel with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, a couple questions for you. You guys are one of the few teams with a conference home win. It's been pretty slanted in favor of the road teams at 14-4. Any explanation for that, or is it just a crazy year in the Pac-12?
I think it goes to the parity in our league. I think there's veteran quarterbacks mostly. There's only a couple of us that are playing new quarterbacks, and that always plays a factor. There's veteran quarterbacks, talented, skilled players, and the league has more parity probably than it's ever had in its history, and I think that allows particularly veteran teams to go on the road and be a little more comfortable than normal.
And the second question, there's so much hype about the Pac-12 quarterbacks in general coming into the season. At the halfway point, you guys have seen Goff and Mariota and Kessler, and I'm sure you've seen plenty more on film. What's your assessment of quarterback play halfway through?
I think it's coming in. I thought it was going to be the best in the country, and halfway through, I think that's still holding true.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from a line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Rich, it looked like getting the ball downfield against SC was an issue for you guys. Was it them playing deep zone or what went on?
Oh, I don't know. We didn't throw it as much downfield probably, and that had something to do with us, as you mentioned. Some little bit was how they played, but a lot of it was probably how they – they're pretty good up front and how they can pressure you. So, we didn't want to hold on the ball too long because I didn't know how long we could, block them, to throw the ball down the field.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Steve Magri, the Associated Press. Steve, your line is open.
I was just wondering, we've had more and more 500-yard passing performances than usual this season, a number of instances where teams have run 90 to 100 snaps a game. I'm just wondering what the ceiling is. If there's an up-tempo offense that's moving its offense really effectively, what could we see? How high could these numbers go in terms of passing yards per game or number of snaps you might see in a given game?
Well, it really boils down to execution. If you're getting a lot of first downs and not a lot of big plays, you'll get longer drives and more plays, and people say, well, it's a product of tempo, and that has something to do with it, but it's also a product of the way teams are playing defense, is that they're going to try to keep everything in front of you and tackle the guys on the short throws and make them execute for 10, 12, 14 plays in a row. And when you have to do that, particularly if you're having to drive the ball 80 yards or 75 yards, it could lead to a lot of plays.
Y'all have already had a game where you came from way back to win. We had the Baylor-TCU game over the weekend. Is it 20-point deficit nowadays not maybe what it once was earlier in your coaching career just because of these kind of the
tempo? Without question, the style of play. And I think if your style of play has always been up-tempo and that for 20 years, then I think you've always had an opportunity to come back. But you're going to see more and more teams have the ability to do that because the quality of the skill players. I mean, quarterbacks and receivers are coming out of high school so much more prepared in the passing game than ever before. And some of it's because a lot of it is because so many high school programs are doing such a great job with that, and kids are playing 7-on-7 in the summer. And so they have a little bit of a concept of throwing the ball and catching the ball more so coming into college than they've ever had.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your next question comes from the line of Daniel Burke, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Rich, I was just curious, what have all these close games been like for you, five in a row here? And you mentioned you kind of expect that to continue in the second half.
What's that, Daniel?
So what have these close games been like for you these last five games, just everyone coming down to the last possession?
Yeah, I mean, we thought coming in the year, since we might be in some close games, and it makes it tough on the ages of these coaches a lot. I think that's for sure. It's probably exciting for the fans, but unfortunately or fortunately, either way, we're going to probably be in a few more before the year's out. So, you know, our mantra to the team that, hey, we're just going to play 60 minutes and then look up the scoreboard and see what happens, you know, it's kind of come true the last five games. So we got to be prepared for it in the second half of the season too.
And then just finally, when you went back and looked at the tape and everything and looked at that last kick from Casey, did you see anything from him as far as mechanical that he was off? Was he rushed? What did you maybe see on that last kick?
I don't know if he was rushed, but I think you know, Coach Rager looked at it mechanically and looked, there might have been a couple things that you know, fundamentally that he didn't do as well as he did on some other kicks. With that, you know, the protection was solid on that one. It just wasn't his best kick, obviously.
All right, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingstein, the Bleacher Report.
Good morning, Coach. Last week, seeing Buck Allen, what about his style of play kind of impressed you?
Well, he's a big, strong guy, that's for sure, but he also has got the ability to make you miss in a short area or a short part of the field. I mean, you can be right on top of him, and he can make a quick move and make you miss. And we had guys in the hole a little bit with him, and, you know, he broke some tackles, and then he had the speed to run away from people. So I've always been impressed with him, and we didn't, you know, we didn't tackle well, didn't fit well at times, but, you know, he was pretty, obviously pretty good against us.
And with his size and kind of physical style, does he remind you of Kadeem at all?
Yeah, a little bit. He's bigger. I think he's bigger than Kadeem. And, you know, they had a little different style, too. I think, you know, Kadeem was maybe, you know, a little shiftier at times. But I think, you know, Buck Allen has got great speed. And I think he's an NFL player, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. All right. Hearing none, that's it. Rich, thanks for your time today. Enjoy the open day.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. We'll see you.